So in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47, and chapter 4, verses 32 through 35, what you see very, very clearly is that the people who were listening to Jesus, who responded to Jesus in faith, right, received salvation, they did, the ones that heard his teaching, they obeyed him in a very specific way. Okay? Now we're talking, Jesus has resurrected from the dead. 3 days later, right? He's spoken to them. He appeared to as many as 500 of them, right? And this is how they responded. They responded with this meeting in the city after the Holy Spirit's activity, right? With a very clear declaration of who God is, what Jesus was about, and what repentance meant. Now, the people that had repented, they responded in a very specific way by starting local churches, starting in that city and then going from there using the same methods inside cities. That's how they responded to what Jesus had told them they'd do. They did so with a very simple focus. They didn't start with 27 points. They had a very simple focus, Jesus and souls. It's about salvation. It's about what happens when people interact with Jesus. They did so gathered, starting off in public places in the middle of the city, and scattered in each other's homes. If you read this passage, it's very, very simple. So being a church is not attending an event on Sunday. It is being a Jesus follower that gathers in a big gathering once a week, and in homes. That's why from the very beginning we've had small groups that we call life groups, because you cannot accomplish the same thing here on a Sunday morning that you accomplish in someone's home. Can I get an amen? Right? Now, we've got a paper on the table where you can look at some of the homes that meet, life groups that meet, where you can go and be a part of that. And this is one of the reasons why I love Ron and Lisa, who couldn't be with us today, and Ben and Kristen. I remember very specifically when they first came. I was like, who are these people? And they never left. Now, one of the things that Ron and Lisa and Ben and Kristen do every week is they have people in their home. And you know what? They did not need me to tell them to do that. I love the fact that they saw it in the Bible. They weren't waiting for a title. They weren't waiting for curriculum. They weren't waiting for training. They were like, we're on it. Let's do this. Right? I love that about them. And they're amazing people. And if you haven't been in their homes, you need to be. You need to get to know these people. Ron and Lisa, Ben and Kristen, if you haven't had them pray for you, you need to have them praying for you, because they're seeing answers to prayer. You know, I find out all the time, months later, about things that either Ben and Kristen or Ron and Lisa did to help meet someone's need that I didn't even know about. They're not here to try to get credit from anyone. Hello? That's really good. It's not about getting patted on the back. To them, it's like, hey, Jesus forgave me. God gave me his best. I love him. Now, what can I do about that? I love that about them. They're amazing people. Now, so that's how and why we started. Now, sure, we came with ideas and we had things that we thought that we would do that probably would have a bigger crowd of people here now. But pretty quickly, as we started to learn Baltimore and started to learn Baltimore, we started to realize that a lot of our ideas were not going to work. And to be quite frank, if I had tried a lot of my ideas, it would have really Charlie Browned this thing. You know, like tried kicking the football, landing on your, you know, that would have been a mess. But really quickly we said, no. We got to build relationships. And so there's a lot of people that we have relationships with that still haven't come. And that's okay, because what I do see is them getting closer to Jesus. That's the big idea. Right? Now, just a couple more details here. Why are we here? Why in God's green earth is there a need for a new church in the United States? I totally get that you might be thinking that. Let's answer that question. People need Jesus. People need Jesus. The church is God's vehicle of hope. Now, I've been in a lot of churches, and sadly, there are some churches that are not God's vehicle of hope. U.S. history, unfortunately, reveals to us that there are some seminaries and some denominations, some churches that don't require pastors to be believers. So we have some churches that are literally just human organizations and church in name only. And that is how in the United States we have some people that are unbelieving believers. Now let's just put that aside. Let's assume that every church in Baltimore City is a vehicle of God's hope. Because that's what, right? 1 Corinthians 13, love, I believe the best. Now, I'm very grateful to have strong relationships with more than 50 pastors in the metro area in Baltimore. There's some amazing stuff going on here. But if we were to total the seats that are available in every church, whether they meet in a school or in a cathedral, do you realize that it's not even a drop in the bucket compared to the population? Baltimore Metro has 2.8 million people. That's why we say we can't start churches fast enough. Who would I tell out of 2.8 million people that they don't need Jesus? Would I tell you? Would I tell you? No, sorry, there's no room. Do you know anybody that needs Jesus? Do you see a seat available next to you? There are not enough seats. You know that we can, without paying any more rent, move into one of these rooms over here with 130 seats. We can do live video simulcast to both, run 260 seats there, 75 seats here, room for the kids in the other one with the 75 seats there. And yet we will not touch a drop in the bucket of Baltimore City. Do you want your city to be better? We cannot start churches fast enough because we do not yet have a big enough or strong enough net. We don't have time to talk through all of this. What's a very clear focus for us, because in the United States there's so little understanding of what the Bible says about salvation, is that people understand we're not here to build an organization. We're here to help you encounter Jesus and come to have a fresh start. Salvation. Now, our big three, very simple. Connect, grow, share. We think that the basic big themes of the Bible in the New Testament, what it says about church, God's purpose for the church, we have found a way to express that through these three words: to connect, to grow, to share. That's why we are simple phrases, helping people connect with Jesus, grow in their faith, and share with others. Right? Now, Sunday morning is a great place in a bigger meeting for you to connect with the God of the Bible and for you to connect with other people. From there, through small groups, it's a great way for you to grow in your faith, for you to dig deeper. And guess what? That's not the end purpose. The end purpose is not for us to have a bunch of fat sheep. A little allegory there. It is for us to give away. And so we want to constantly be sharing. Courageous generosity is just one of those ways that we want to share. Why? What's the goal? Well, we can express the goal. How do we know if anything that we do, singing songs, teaching the Bible, meeting in small groups, is achieving a win? A biblical definition of a win. Well, we can express that through the connect, grow, share as well. Are we growing in our intimacy with God? Are we connecting with the God of the Bible? Are you having a God encounter? We've got to do whatever we can do to help you have a God encounter. Grow. Are you growing in community relationships that are beneficial? How many of you are ready for relationships that don't drag you down? Right? Community with insiders, with other believers. Are you growing in relationships with other believers? And share. Are you growing in your influence with outsiders? Because if you serve someone else the way Jesus served, you will grow in with influence with outsiders. Are you with me? Okay, being a good Christian leads to this. Being a good Christian leads to promotion at work. Well, what? It does. Now, what do we see? Why are we here? What are we trying to achieve? We see a church loving Jesus in a way that people talk about. Yeah, I don't care if they say, you one of those crazy born-agains? Hello? I'm not talking about being demonstrative for the sake of being demonstrative. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is loving Jesus in a way that people talk about. Do you know that you can do that without words at the job place? Hello? You don't need to tell anyone at work with your words that you're a Jesus follower. I led someone to Jesus just because I was going through a very stressful situation and a coworker saw how I was going through the stressful situation and couldn't stand it anymore and said, I don't get you. Why are you not freaking out? We see a church where people find salvation and healing in Jesus. I will not give up praying for miracles. It's in the Bible. God wants it. We see a church helping people find careers, not jobs. I had enough of the J-O-B. Careers. We want to help you find a career. My wife and I both have been responsible for hiring and firing. We've both been responsible for reviewing resumes. We can help you find a better job. Yeah, I said it. We want to help you find careers and peaceful homes. Right? We see a church where everyone can find a place they fit. Are you ready for that? Right? We see a church serving the city with love that works. How would your life be different if you started to live in a constant awareness of God's love for you? See, if we can do this Connect, Grow, Share, you will be in a place personally, privately, of becoming constantly aware of God's love for you. The God who is slow to anger, the God whose love never fails. How would your life be different if you had three friends who always believed the best about you? If you had three friends that cared about you the way you heard described today, how would your life be different if you had three friends that were real, that didn't give you fake compliments, that were the kind of people that you could just throw down and complain with, but that would lift you up and not drag you down? How would your life be different? Do you see that this is one of the purposes of the church? It's in your Bible. How would you be different if you lived in a constant awareness of God's love for you and you had even just three friends that were building you up in a real, profound way? Does that sound like something worth being a part of? Yeah. These are God ideas. This is not my ideas. These are God's ideas. Our city needs a hug. Hello? Our city needs Jesus. Our city needs you. It needs you at your best. Not you trying to pretend to be someone else. Our city needs you at your best. That happens through Jesus. That happens through you doing life in community. A life that's shared. Amen? Does this sound good? That's what this church is about. That's why we're here. This is why we exist. Will you stand with me? We'll close in prayer and we'll get about eating. I'm going to do it next week. All right. Rebecca and I are so very grateful. I mean, I really could have spent an hour just thanking people. And so I apologize to all of you who I did not thank by name. This is really an amazing celebration. The fact that this church has grown the way that it has to become what it is today is a truly amazing thing. It is by God's grace, and it's by your decisions. We love you. We are thrilled to be here, and I can't wait to eat, so let's pray. God, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you that you love us, that you want us to live in a constant awareness that you love us, and that you want us to live in community with other people where we're not isolated, where we're not alone, where we don't feel like we never fit in, but where we can be real the way that Ben described today and open and honest about our the intricacies, the things that are unique about us, and that we can live in the kind of community that's comfortable, like a family, like Kristen spoke of. And Lord, even the way that Kevin spoke about how your great grace and your miracle power, how it can come to us through other people. Lord, we thank you that through you there is peace, there is joy. I thank you for everyone that brought food today for us to share in our love feast, just enjoying a lunch together today. We thank you and celebrate, God, what you've done in 2 years for us as a church. I pray that you just bless the food to our bodies, give us strength, and help us, Lord, to just really celebrate and enjoy today. And may the Ravens win the Super Bowl. Amen. Amen.